You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Dumb most of the time, and we're going to talk about that $3 meal.
Oh, boy. Can't wait.
Why? Oh, I can't wait either.
Our phone lines are wide open. Call us from any part of the state, 855-752-4842.
All right. I'm doing the show today with my new AI glasses on.
They look very stylish.
I'm not using the AI necessarily at this point. It is asking me about that, but I'm not using it. No, sir.
No.
Hold on. You hold on right now. I took a couple of pictures,
yes. And I put them on the Facebook page.
If you go to
John and Gordy in the Morning. We haven't changed the name on that yet. John and Gordy in the Morning on Facebook. You can see John with his new glasses on and the ring on your finger.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The ring of power. All right. So. All right. Take this affordable meal, folks.
How does this work?
Prices are going up, but the AG.
Yeah.
She's it's ag.
Okay.
Wait. The Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said this. Let's listen.
Okay.
This is 231. Cut 231.
Okay.
Sorry, just a second.
Here we go.
We've run over 1,000 simulations. It can cost around $3 a meal for a piece of chicken, a piece of broccoli, corn tortilla, and one other thing. And so there is a way to do this that actually will save the average American consumer money.
Yeah,
sounds filling, Brooke.
Yeah.
Have you tried it? Have you tried that as a filling meal? I doubt it. I mean, the internet immediately jumped on those comments, of course, mocking up example after example of what an affordable dinner looks like in Donald Trump's America. And some of them are pretty funny. The one with the single red M&M is probably my favorite. You can see on the screen right there. Probably my favorite.
Something you could buy in a food desert, probably. There are a lot of those, but, no one ever thought about that. The Ag Secretary never thought of food deserts. That's probably why a lot of people eat a lot of the junk food. That's why the junk food is still something you can buy with SNAP food stamps. That's the problem. I mean, they can't access really good food. And get this. Now, you have a piece of chicken. You have a piece of broccoli.
A piece of broccoli.
And I don't think I have ever served my kids a corn tortilla. Just sitting on a plate with nothing in it. Just there.
That's a $3 meal.
That's
a
$3 meal.
Else.
What a deal.
She said there's something else that she doesn't remember.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a snack. Okay. Now, they expect you to have some kind of snack. And I would assume that's junk food. All right. Now, let's get to this. This is Neera Tanden. She's a CEO of the Center for American Progress, and she had this to say. This is Cut 240.
Okay.
Nobody would think you could actually have a meal for $3 in America today. And I think this is a demonstration of the problem with this entire administration, which is the faux populism of they speak for working class people while they, essentially rip SNAP away for people at the same time that they build a ballroom for himself. They take away health care from people. And on the other side of it, they say, but you can afford a $3 dinner, which, frankly, does not exist really anywhere in America. Now,
even at McDonald's, I will add.
Maybe you can imagine that if you're a billionaire or you're hanging out with trillionaires. But in the real life, where actual Americans are, people recognize it. And I think the power of this example is it tells working class people, working people across this country, that this administration has no idea what it's like to struggle with this economy because they are making up stuff for you to argue that actually things are affordable when that could not be further from the truth. Mm.
Mm. And we know, you know, because of the food deserts out there, they can't really get a lot of this food.
Right.
And also, no one buys one piece of chicken or one piece of broccoli. I mean, you buy in quantity, right? A bag of this, a container of that. So it's going to cost you a heck of a lot more money than just putting three pieces of something on a plate. You can't buy food like that.
Or it doesn't work that
way. No, it doesn't work that way. They've never been to a store, apparently.
Groceries, such an old-fashioned word.
Yeah. Here's one suggestion that came in. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins recommended cash-strapped Americans try eating a nutritious, high-fiber baseball. How about this?
What?
You know, just these are suggestions. Why not have something else? Maybe that's that other item that they said you should be on the plate as well to fill you up. Now, I have to talk about the food pyramid here because they have really stacked up this food pyramid like in the opposite direction.
Right, yeah.
Now, you're going to have to eat a lot of meat, which will cause cancer and fat buildup in your veins and arteries.
Pyramid.
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy stuff. Now, it's good to have all those things. You know, cheese is right up there with meat, and it's great to have that stuff, but you really need the fiber part of it.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, we had the food pyramid in a way that stressed a lot of starches, a lot of noodles,
the old days.
Pasta, and breads, which, you know, are also not very good. So we had it all wrong, and they made it even more wrong by suggesting just a high-protein diet. What the hell? Everybody should have it, you know, at least for most of their life until they have to start taking statins.
They put fruits and vegetables in there a little bit?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
it's
good.
It's still there, but it's not quite as prominent.
Yeah, it's a piece of broccoli.
It's a piece of broccoli.
That's it. Okay.
All right, but, you know, I got a follow-up story on that, and poor Brooke. Oh, people are picking on her, of course, as you know, you just heard. And she came out and reacted to it. This is Cut 272, and listen to what Brooke Rollins had to say.
I said, come back to me and let me know. And I don't want any funny business with numbers. Like, I really want to know what that looks like. Because we had run almost 1,000 simulations. And between $3 and $4 is a fair number if you can have access to that food.
If you
can. So just about an hour ago, I saw new numbers that were run. A full day, meaning three full square meals and a snack, is about $15.64. $15.64. That's all three meals and a snack. So we'll be talking more about that in the coming days and weeks.
We will.
part of me sort of cringed at the criticism that I got because it wasn't what I meant. And I grew up with a single mom in a really small town and certainly never meant to be flippant. But I also think that the left or those that were attacking me perhaps know that this is an issue that 90% of Americans agree on. It is one that no one's really done anything about until this administration. And it is one where we will fundamentally, I believe, change the trajectory of our country by changing the health of our country. I'm really proud of that.
Well, yes, you should be proud.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well,
Breton Brown Deer says, leave it to America to make a food pyramid where the healthiest food is a steak dinner, but it's going to cost you more than $3. Yeah, I did notice they had a steak in there at the top of the pyramid.
So how are you going to have an affordable dinner?
Good luck.
If you have steak on the plate? I mean, I can't. I don't remember the last time I actually bought a steak.
Me either.
That's expensive. Ground beef, I guess, you know. I don't even know how that becomes so inexpensive when all the other beef is very, very expensive. But anyway, that's the big $3 a meal story that everybody's going to be talking about for a long period of time now that she has actually come up with a total of $15.64 for three meals a day.
Per person, right?
Exactly.
Per person.
Per person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, for those of you who may not be very good with numbers, 15 divided by 3 is 5, not 3.
Right. That's right. So that other thing on the plate, right, the fourth item.
The snack.
That's going to be very expensive.
Okay, gotcha.
That could be a bag of Fritos or something like that.
Great. Okay.
But, you know, $15.64, really, seriously, if you add all that up, if you have a family of four, that's quite a bit of money right there.
Right? Yes.
Per
day. It's not cheap. It's not like it's a bargain. No.
And, yeah, the SNAP program doesn't offer up a whole hell of a lot of extra money for food.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Want to remind you, the Free America Worker or Walkout is going on today. This is being promoted by the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, in fact, all across the state and all across the nation. Free America Walkout, encouraging people to walk out of work, out of school, commerce, because Free America begins the moment that we all stop cooperating with fascism. And that's going on nationwide. There was a walkout here in Madison as well, Silver Badgers protest, and that may still be going on the west side of Madison, Gammon Road near Tree Lane. We got some messages from Ginny, who helped to get the word out on this. It's the Silver Badgers. They're out in the cold there, protesting Trump administration treatment of immigrants, attempt to undermine democracy, abuses by immigration and customs enforcement officers, and the fatal shooting of Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis. That's going on today.
I think that's over.
It was scheduled from 2 to 3 p.m., but it's Gammon Road near Tree Lane. So, yeah, they may be moving on, but I just wanted to make you aware of that.
Everybody's out there trying to get involved. There's a tremendously hopeless feeling in this country right now, and I can see why everybody's kind of reacting and trying to get out there and say something, do something.
Mm-hmm.
We have very little time left before our break, so let's go to CJ right now in Stoughton. What do you got, CJ?
CJ, you there? Did we lose him?
We must have lost him.
All right. Well.
Oh, well. Okay. I just tried. Okay. Now let's get to this. This is the Danish European Parliament member that came out swinging against Trump. So I think they are fed up over there. So let's listen to a member of the European Parliament. Okay. Cut 270.
Thank you. Urmează domnul Anders Vistisen.
Let me put this in words you might understand. Mr. President, off. Det var næsten sådan ordene lød, da jeg for et år siden stod på den selv samme talerstol.
I'm sorry, colleague. This is against our rules. As much as you might feel, or the room might feel in this, we have clear rules about cuss words, language that is inappropriate in this room. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it is unacceptable, even if you might have strong political feelings about this.
Okay.
You know.
Wow.
Here we're working at a disadvantage because we still are not allowed to say the F word on the air.
Well, of course not.
And of course not. But it seems like
still
now
have some rules.
Everybody's saying it.
Right? Know? I know. Yeah.
I'm saying the same thing about the S word, which I think should be permitted. I mean, everybody's saying that now, even on the evening news when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
We would only use it here in an appropriate manner.
Well, you have a potty mouth, so that's why they
do not. No,
yeah, you just swear like a sailor all the time. No wonder they put the rule down
here. I'm for free speech here.
I understand, but, you know, you got to keep it clean. It's a family show, don't you remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a family show.
Okay. We'll take more of your calls, 855-752-4842. It's John and Gordy coming right back.
Somebody wrote, that was the greatest CJ call ever.
Oh, good one, Brett. Good one.
Madison? You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's another edition of Idiocracy here with John and Gordy. Dumb stories that we just have to tell everybody about.
That's right. 855-752-4842 is our number. Give us a call. Or send us a text at the Civic Media app. Just download the app, find your local Civic Media station, and send us a text.
All right. I was going to just file this away, but I really...
What?
This is Caroline Leavitt at her worst or best or whatever, depending on your approach to politics. She was asked about Renee Good's death, and the reporter simply asked the question, and of course, then she wanted to kind of turn it around on him, and she did, but she looked the fool, and this is just so outrageous. I have to play it. I know it's a little ways back, but it's just outrageous enough to play it again. Let's listen.
Earlier, you were just defending ICE agents generally, and earlier on, Secretary Nome spoke to the media, and she said, among other things, that they are doing everything correctly. 32 people died in ICE custody last year. 170 U.S. citizens were detained by ICE, and Renee Good was shot in the head and killed by an ICE agent. How does that equate to them doing everything correctly?
Why was Renee Good unfortunately and tragically killed?
Are you asking me my opinion? Because an ICE agent acted recklessly and killed her unjustifiably.
Oh, okay. So you're a biased reporter with a left-wing opinion.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, because you're a left-wing hack. You're not a reporter. You're posing in this room as a journalist. And it's so clear by the premise of your question. And you and the people in the media who have such biases but fake, like you're a journalist, you shouldn't even be sitting in that seat. But you're pretending like you're a journalist, but you're a left-wing activist. And the question that you just raised and your answer proves your bias. You should be reporting on the facts. You should be reporting on the cases. Do you have the numbers of how many American citizens were killed at the hands of illegal aliens who ICE is trying to remove from this country? I bet you don't. I bet you didn't even read up on those stories. I bet you never even read about Lake and Riley or Jocelyn Nungre or all of the innocent Americans who were killed at the hands of illegal aliens in this country. And the brave men and women of ICE are doing everything in their power to remove those heinous individuals and make our communities safer. And shame on people like you in the media who have a crooked view and have a biased view and pretend like you're a real honest journalist.
Well, now people are dying at the hands of ICE.
Yeah. Wow.
Instead of illegal immigrants. Yeah. I guess that's better in some way, shape, or form. She did avoid the question. The reporter wanted to know why so many people were dying in ICE custody.
Yeah, and
she avoided it completely just by attacking him. Yeah.
Basically. Yeah, and I know you've seen this Jen Psaki do her reports on MS Now, and she occasionally will take on the role of the press secretary and say, "Here's how you should have answered this question."
Exactly. Yes.
Even if it's a pointed answer, there's a right way to do it, and there's a wrong way to do it. And Caroline Leavitt chose the wrong way.
Exactly. I mean, just exactly.
Attack.
And you know what? This poisons the minds of the public. Those who are susceptible to this kind of indoctrination, people are, on that side now, and they're thinking everybody is an enemy simply because they may disagree with what ICE is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to this. This is a little kid, a soccer kid.
Okay.
He was harassed out on the field, and he was telling his mom. His mom kind of prompted him to say what happened out there on the field. So why don't we listen to this? This is 272.
Tell me again what the other player told you during games.
So the goalkeeper in futsal, he said some really bad stuff to me, and it just made me get really emotional in my game. And I barely get emotional in soccer. And this guy told me I'm an illegal immigrant, even though I was born in America. He said Trump is going to get me and send me back to where I used to live. And I was born in America. I don't live anywhere else. And then he called me an effing B word. And I just don't get why kids like to say those stuff. And it makes me really sad that how they just control their power like that. They think they have power, and it's just not nice.
There you go.
Sorry.
Wow. So just a little kid harassed.
An Asian
child,
and he was harassed out on the field, and can't get over it, can't figure it out. And this is the kind of poison that we're feeding the kids now. This is the kind of indoctrination that I guess makes the MAGAs happy out there. I have a hard time believing that this is what you voted for. Okay. And I'd like to hear more resistance to this kind of thinking, this kind of harassment of everybody out there in the country. You know, not everybody's going to agree with you, but you certainly don't have to harass them like that. And this kid was like, you know, 9 or 10 years old.
Right. Yeah.
Just ridiculous.
Let's go to the phones. We just have a minute here. Pat from Milwaukee. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, guys. Two little factoids, or one factoid. The only murder so far this year in Minneapolis is Renee Good. And the other interesting point is that we shouldn't be calling those people megas. That's too vague. I think the real term is Trumpansies. And it would be apt if Disney were to make another sequel of Planet of the Apes with, for the modern era, you call it Planet of the Trumpansies. That's what we're witnessing. Trump has the intelligence level of a chimp, and his father seemed to not be far behind.
Well, you know what? Yeah. You know what, Pat? I think somebody's going to probably pick up on that idea and make a nice AI-generated film.
Yeah. So could be.
Red-hatted.
Yeah, you never know.
Chimpanzees.
Mm. Pat, thanks for that call. Yeah. We've got more calls coming in, but we'll take a break for the Midwest Farm Report. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy on this Tuesday afternoon. Call us, 855-752-4842. Coming back after this.
Love technology.
Mm-hmm.
As I do the program today with my AI glasses on, but they're not activated. Just to let you know.
Why are you waiting so long to activate
them? I haven't figured this out.
Did you read the instruction manual?
Yes, I did. I read it. And
have
it
you
has to
at
be
any...
linked to my phone app.
Okay.
And then it uses the phone app in order to look up the stuff that I want to know about.
I see.
In AI. Now, there's active AI or proactive AI. And
what's
I'm not. Well, that's a good question. See, that's why. That's why I'm not doing this yet.
Oh, okay.
I think the active AI just continually answers all the questions that it detects.
Okay.
And proactive is something, you know, I say, hey, can you find out what the weather is in Middleton today? You know, it will react.
You have to actually say it out loud to your glasses?
Well, yes. I mean,
brain
waves or something?
You're going to be walking around talking to yourself.
Mr. Brainiac here. I can speak across.
People do that anyway if they have AirPods in there on a phone call.
Okay. So. All right. Well, you're right. Yeah.
So, you know, take it easy, man. slowly, but surely I will absorb technology as only I can.
Now, you're wearing the ring. Again, the ring that is perilously at the end of your finger.
See, it's not coming off.
Okay. But have you used the ring yet? Are you using it today?
I have used it. It's not easy to use. You know, you have to swipe left and right in order to move left and right, up and down in order to go from topic to topic.
Boy.
And then you tap it in order to go to a specific topic that you've chosen.
Seems very difficult so far.
Well, that was a pretty simple explanation, Gordy.
I know, but you said it was difficult to operate.
It is, only because I'm not quite sure of the capabilities yet.
Not used to it.
But we will see.
Okay.
And there is a way to adjust the size of the lens that I'm looking at in order to read what I need to read.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to be operating correctly, only because you can shrink it or you can expand it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to shrink it down so I can read the whole thing at one glance,
You let me try the glasses on for a minute, and I could see, but I had to look straight up practically. I mean, I was looking at a high
angle.
That's
only because it's not adjusted to you. It's adjusted to my eyes.
It seems like that would
The nose makes the adjustment different.
Your nose makes the adjustment
different?
Yes,
so you have a lower
bridge
on your nose,
and
I have a higher one.
Okay. But I would hate to have to look straight up like that all the time to just read the... I would think that would give me a lot of eye strain and perhaps headaches
after
a few minutes.
You can glance up, you know.
Glance up, okay.
The cool thing is I could enter in and scroll maybe a story that I want to tell.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's a teleprompter.
Oh, like a so you could.
And you could.
You could put the.
Designate the speed of that teleprompter.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
The writing to go by so you can read it. There is, by the way, at the new CES exhibit, they had these kinds of glasses, but you are able to stop and pause, and the teleprompter will stop and pause.
No kidding. Wow.
So it doesn't just keep going. That's cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool, too.
So you could be reading the Gettysburg Address. And
it looks like I'm just making it
doing
up.
Doing it by memory.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to see you do that.
Oh, we have Catherine. Catherine Lake on the line.
Oh, wait a minute.
I said something wrong.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Catherine, hi.
It's always criticism why I call. No, I'm just curious about these glasses.
Yeah.
Now, you and I are both glasses wearers, John, but I think I'm more blind than you and Gordy put together.
Yeah.
For those who actually care about their numbers, I'm -7. That's going to shock somebody. Someone's going to drive off the road hearing that. Mm-hmm. So, you know. So, are your glasses good enough still?
Yes, these are prescription glass lenses.
Mm-hmm.
That's one big plus with this particular brand, Halliday Glasses, is that you can get prescription lenses. A lot of glasses don't allow you to do that. And that's I have a very, very slight vision problem with astigmatism, and that's about it. Reading, of course.
I think Aaron and I would have trouble with my thick lenses with these things. And I can't wait for you to turn them on, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah. I want to be able to demonstrate how great it is to each and every one of you, but I still have to figure it out.
All right.
Thanks.
Yep. Thanks, Catherine.
Oh, sure.
All right.
All right, let's go to Mark in the sack.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just got back from the demo over the Wisconsin River. There's probably, you know, over 50 people there on the river, standing over the river, you know, protesting Trump. Mm-hmm. And for Caroline Leavitt, for her to spout this nonsense, I looked it up, and in 2025, there was like 15 people killed, you know, Americans killed by undocumented people. You know,
in custody.
Crime statistics. And, you know, 15 people that, at least undocumented people killed. Mm-hmm. Americans, which you're saying, well, there's thousands and thousands of Americans killed by undocumented immigrants, and that's just absolute nonsense.
Yes.
Yep. There's actually more people killed by ICE, and, you know, undocumented people killed by, you know, undocumented people killed by ICE than there was by, you know, the other way around. So think of this, it's up. 32 people were killed in ICE custody or died in ICE custody, then. So that's twice as many as Americans supposedly killed by undocumented people. Yes, there's, I was looking at statistics, there's several thousand crimes committed by over the past 5 years by undocumented people, but far more crimes have been committed by American citizens. My guess is there's been far more undocumented people killed by American citizens than the other way around. So she's just lying here. I mean, is galling. She wears that little cross and, you know, that, and she is just out and out lying, and, you know, and nobody is able to call her on it. She goes on the attack, and, you know, MAGA gets a big old, they don't need Viagra anymore because they hear Caroline Leavitt speak, and that it is just, sorry for the hoarse voice, but it is just
it's so
unbelievable she's just able to lie.
It's so commonplace on the right wing that they blow these things out of proportion. If something happens in South Carolina, they blow it up into a national problem. Just as, you know, people were eating cats and dogs, they blew up that into a national problem when it wasn't even true, and they even admitted that it wasn't true. It still became a national story, a national problem everywhere, and people hated immigrants simply because they were eating their pets. And, you know, there were people that didn't care where that story went and how it was disproved and it wasn't true. They just stuck with the original premise of immigrants eating their dogs and cats.
Crazy stuff. Okay.
Yeah. I always forget about Prairie du Sac is very active politically out there.
That's right. Yeah, they go to the bridge there right over the Wisconsin River, right downtown Sauk City. And Mark, thanks for that call.
Yep.
855-752-4842 is our number.
All right. Now, Republicans are pushing a constitutional amendment here in Wisconsin banning DEI in government. They want this in our Constitution.
Okay.
It's not affirmative action. It's DEI. And DEI, as I've always said, is a concept. It's a thought. Now, are there people out there that like to consider themselves thought police? I guess so.
Apparently.
But, you know, they complain about thought police, and here they are. They're trying to control our thoughts. Now, Democrats are saying this about DEI. They're basically saying that it's a repackaging of bigoted, racist comments. Mm. They want to keep the status quo in place. They want systemic racism to continue, not be weeded out over time. And I think we were doing a damn good job of that. But now with this addition of DEI, instead of affirmative action, they've picked a different word, different meaning. Three different words, by the way, that are just regular words, right? Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Right.
So, I mean, they mean separate things. If you put them together, does that make it illegal or bad? Or I don't know. Drama Queen Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said this. He has described DEI as cancerous. See, this is all part of the propaganda. DEI is now applied to everything, as you might have already seen and heard or read about.
Right.
And it's in the eye of the beholder. That's what we found out from the megas. They like to pick this, that, and the other thing and then blame DEI on it. Get this. This is State Representative David Murphy, a Republican. He actually said this. Need-based programs would then be available to minorities, but they would also be available to white people.
Okay.
That is, you can't hide it. You can't hide the racism just dripping from that comment, right?
Right.
The proposed state constitutional amendment targets public education where diversity is needed. Research consistently shows significant educational benefits for students when taught by minority teachers in minority schools, leading to higher test scores and better attendance. So why get rid of that? Why not try to get more minority teachers into the minority schools, right? Yeah. I mean, that would make sense, and they'd get a better education. But, of course, that goes away. And it also applies to public contracting in the private sector, telling businesses what they can or cannot do. Now, we've seen that over and over again. Here's an example. Legal challenges led organizations like the American Association of University Women to drop racial criteria from some of their fellowships. They would fund women's businesses, but they can't now. They've been challenged by the administration. They have no business challenging them, by the way. So you say, well, what is happening with this? Numerous lawsuits have been filed, which is good news, right, by the NEA, the ACLU, and the National Urban League, and others. Federal courts have blocked enforcement of some of these rules and regulations in states throughout the country, finding the plaintiffs likely to succeed with their claims. So there is hope that this kind of works out in the end. But I think it's really, you know, it's a game of words. I mean, you replace what? Affirmative action with DEI? And then everybody goes to something a little bit different, right? Something like talent management or cultural groups. You can add that instead. Yeah, we just keep going on and on and on. This is like whack-a-mole, right?
Yeah, right.
State Senator Dora Drake of Milwaukee, she's a Democrat, she said it eliminates programs that prevent discrimination. Aha. I think this is a message that the Democrats should definitely pick up on. And she says it limits our ability to govern based on the data that is presented to us, like minority-owned, women-owned, and service-disabled veteran-owned businesses to provide better opportunities for them. That goes out the door as well, with DEI in our state constitution.
Right.
So it isn't really cancerous at all. It's kind of a big benefit to everybody. And again, these are three just normal everyday words.
That's it. Yeah.
And it's a concept. And by the way, it's also a First Amendment right.
We'll take more of your calls, and we're going to get an update on the Silver Badgers' efforts today when they were out protesting. We'll get that next on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's John and Gordy.
Mm-hmm.
Statewide. In the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. You can call us at 855-752-4842. We were telling you earlier today about the Silver Badgers protest, and now we've got a couple of folks that were there to tell us more about it, Marianne Berger and John Rasmus. Good afternoon, Marianne and John.
Hi.
This took place on the west side of Madison, for everybody listening statewide. What happened? How did it go today?
It went really well. It was cold today, but we were all dressed warmly.
Mm-hmm.
There were 70 people that showed up on that corner.
Oh, that's a lot.
And mm-hmm. Yeah, and we had one of us did happen to count the number of cars that tooted at us.
Mm-hmm.
It was 307 cars tooted at us today.
That's a lot.
That's a bunch.
On that corner. Yeah, and it was good. It was a very a great group. You know, the one of the things about this Silver Badgers, mm-hmm. we're members of, we started this because it was really difficult for people to get downtown.
Yes.
Because where we live, it's senior housing, basically, apartment housing on what's called Vista West.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all people have mobility issues. They're older. We have people, you know, that are 100 years old and 99 years old that are constantly being a part of this, but they weren't today. Today was too cold for them, but we still, some of the rest of us got out there, and there were, like I said, there were 70 folks that were on Gammon Road today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was great.
Terrific turnout, and this is all to protest what's going on up in Minneapolis, correct?
Today it was for Walking Out America, which was a national protest.
Yes.
Our Saturday protest rally will be We're Standing With Minnesota and For Good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay, when is that going to take place and where? Again, same place?
It will be Saturday the 27th
mm-hmm.
at 2 o'clock on Gammon Road opposite Memorial High School, mm-hmm. and that meets up with Tree Lane. There are four corners there. And we usually have people at all four corners. There's lots of free parking. The land is flat,
mm-hmm.
no steps.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do it there. So we attract a lot of people in the neighborhood and from around the rest of Madison who don't want to go downtown and have to deal with large crowds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also mobility issues. You know, a lot of us have wheelchairs or walkers, so it's a great location for us.
Now, I see you have a Facebook page. Just go to Silver Badgers, and you can find out more information about it. And again, Saturday is the next get-together, again, 2 to 3 p.m. at the same corner, Gammon Road near Tree Lane. And you encourage everybody to show up, right? Bring some signs and be ready to...
And dress warm.
And dress warm.
Yeah. Now, wait, did you say it was the 27th or?
What is the, 24th, that would be on Friday. Let me look for sure.
Oh, yes, Saturday. The 24th is Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday. 24th is Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, the 24th.
Very
okay.
good.
Sounds good.
Very good.
All right.
Well, thank you
and
for checking.
If you want to learn.
Yes, go ahead.
If you want to learn more about us, check out the Facebook page. There is also an interview that we did a while ago at the Minocqua Tap
mm-hmm.
On the east side of Madison.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very activist brewer out there. So, yeah, we understand.
Very good. Well, Marianne and John, thank you for checking in with us, and good luck with the next protest on Saturday. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for talking with us.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Silver
Badgers.
That's great
stuff.
Again, they do have a Facebook page, and you can find out more information there. And good for them for taking the initiative to do that. And, you know, understand, you know, it's when you get up there in years, we're looking at each other here, it's a little bit difficult sometimes mm-hmm. to get downtown. And so they just decided to start their own group out on the west side and make it a little bit easier to get their whole group together.
And we have a busing system here, fairly new busing system, BRT. bus rapid transit, and they're double buses, and they're huge, and they accommodate wheelchairs and people who have a difficult time getting around. But in this case, you know, it's better local, especially in the west side of Madison. Right. This is a good spot to be. I wonder if there are any students stop by. I mean, this is right across from Memorial High School.
Right.
So.
I would imagine so. Of course, they mentioned, today's protest was about the Free America Walkout.
That's right.
Which is a nationwide effort, walking away from fascism and walking toward a free America. And that happened statewide for people that were wanting to, you know, get out there and, mm-hmm. and show their support for freedom.
All right. You know. I want to talk about the Trump Pansies suggestion. Okay. Because, you know, I was thinking
Trump Pansies.
Well, you know, maybe somebody will make an AI movie of this, or maybe a little clip of it somewhere along the way. You know, the Trump Pansies, they follow them pretty religiously here. But I was also thinking, you know, there were old chimpanzee TV shows that we used to watch in the 60s and 70s.
It was all the rage for a while,
There was one, The Hathaways, which I don't remember, Peggy Cass and Jack Weston. But the one that everybody kind of talks about to this day and something you should have to see on YouTube, it's Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp. And that ran from 1970 to 71.
It was bizarre.
Yeah, they just used the moving lips of chimpanzees and put
a story behind it.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, those were the days.
Voiceovers on that. It's just interesting, bizarro stuff. People just want to have a surreal experience.
Mm-hmm. We're getting some more calls lining up here. You can jump in, 855-752-4842. Got a check of news next, then we're back with more of John and Gordy.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.